he is.
And I'll tell you that people have been to this meeting, really people have been busy. And they're down the lead, you won't get them.
They'll come back to see us.
Okay. Now, like I said, there's no one else to look out for. They've got to look out for.
To look out for themselves.
And by the same token, if no one will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
And tell me about some different kind of bread.
Fried cornbread, yeast rolls, crackling bread, hush puppies.
How do you make hush puppies?
Cornmeal, little baking powder, salt, milk, water. Chop up some onion, fine and deep fat.
That's good.
They are.
Yeah. You mentioned fried cornbread. Is that different from
cornbread? Yes. It's different from a corn cake. But the way we fix it, you take cornmeal and water and a little milk and a little salt. And you could have some bacon drippings or some seasoned fat, you know, not just plain Wesson oil or something like that. You get it real hot and you spoon it on the griddle and it fries real flat and it's real crispy around the edges. It's delicious. That would be cornmeal and water and milk. Milk helps it brown, and salt. And it's formed in, I guess you'd form it in your hand. And then you would fry it till it's brown on either side. But not much fat. It wouldn't be like hush puppies.
Have you ever seen anybody make a kind of cornbread down in front of fire with maybe the ashes?
No, I haven't either.
What about, have you ever seen them cook in with cornbread? Sometimes they do it, make cornbread or something like that.
Make cornbread dumplings?
You ever heard that call anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the term corn dumpling?
Yeah.
What did that refer to?
Well, I don't know. I've heard it, but I don't know.
Let's see. Have you ever seen the cornbread that you have to dip?
Spoon bread? Yes, made that myself.